The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hi, what's up, everybody? It's Pete Rock here with Gamertag Radio E3 2015 coverage. I'm here with Eric from DICE, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Mirror's Edge Catalyst. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Great. All right, so tell me what you do over at DICE, and we'll go from there.
So I'm the design director on Mirror's Edge Catalyst, so I lead the design and the narrative teams.
All right, excellent. Tell me a little bit about Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
So this is a reboot of the franchise. We're telling Faith's origin story, and this time we're letting the player free roam in a big open city. Just one giant level, no loading, nothing like that. We've been working a lot on the movement and the combat, and really looking forward to letting people play it.
All right, so I have to ask this question because I'm a fan of the first one. Why the delay between the two releases?
So I think we had technical challenges. There's things we really, really wanted to do. The free roaming is a major thing there. I mean, everybody wanted to free roam in the first game. I mean, getting that freedom of choice and choose what to do next was a big thing. So I'd say that's the major thing. And also, I think the time was right this time. I mean, the first game was, it's a big success now over time. I mean, there's lots and lots of people having played it. So I think the time is right now.
Okay. Can players expect to see this on all consoles, or do you guys have any specifics, or do you have any genres that you guys are looking at, like only next gen?
So this is Mirror's Edge Catalyst will be released on PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
So next gen only. Great. Can players look forward to anything else besides just free play, just the free roaming aspect of the game?
So yeah, we have a really, really strong story. We call them our critical path missions that will gradually open up the city for you and bring you through everything. So there's a really, really strong story that telling the origins of Faith, and then a massive amount of side missions and races and all kinds of stuff in between.
Great. So I noticed we did get an opportunity to get a little hands-on here. I noticed that fluidity played a really big part now, and in the original there were some moments where it wasn't as smooth and fluid. Can you go into a little bit of detail as how you guys were able to get that done better?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Mirror's Edge is always at its best when you're in flow. So we've been working, first of all, the animation system is, you know, just one great major overhaul. The philosophy has always been that if you're standing somewhere in the city and you want to go somewhere else, you want to, you know, if doesn't matter if you're on a balance board or if you're, you know, mid-jump, we want you to be able to transition to the next move as seamlessly as possible, if it's, you know, physically possible as well. And then we've also, in the combat, we want the player to have flow there as well. So you might have noticed when you play that it's all about keeping momentum, taking enemies out quickly, efficiently, using your hands and feet. So that's also a big chunk of the work we've been doing.
Right. So in the hands-on demo, we also had an opportunity to play three different in-game types. Can you describe those?
Yeah. So the first one is what we call a dash, which is a race between runners on the rooftops. It's a timed race. You have a start point and you have an end point, and it's totally up to you which path you choose, the fastest path. So it's got kind of an exploration element to it. We don't expect people to do their best round the first time they try it. So that's the dash. And then we have a billboard hack, which is more of an environmental puzzle, which is about, you know, finding your way up to a big billboard and then hack it and leave your message. And you basically wipe the corporate propaganda from the billboards and leave your mark on it. And then we have a combat run, which is a delivery mission. We still keep the courier aspect of the runner lore in this game. So you're tasked to deliver a package from one location to another. And in this particular instance, the way there is just littered with Kruger sec that you have to take out.
All right, so I noticed in our gameplay as well that there were moments where it looked like there was a ghost running either in front of me or next to me. Was that like players from before or...
So we call them projections, and they're a part of how we're redefining the whole runner's vision with augmented reality stuff. We'll have way more information about those projections a little bit later.
Okay, so for people who want more information on Mirror's Edge Catalyst, where can they go and get this information?
So mirrorsedge.com is a great place. Mirror's Edge, Twitter. We listen to all questions and listen to all feedback. So I think those are the main places I would go to.
Okay, and possible release date?
It's February 23rd, 2016.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.